Welcome, guys. This is Lorelei, your host and coach here at Lorelei Inspires, and I have just recently launched a podcast called Reset and Rise Podcast, where it's all about inspiration. If you want to have a coach in your back pocket or on the go, this is the station to tune into. This is a safe space where faith and focus collide to help you reset the noise, reclaim your voice, and rise into the God-given purpose. So if you've ever felt stuck, overwhelmed, or like you've lost sight of who you are, you're in the right place. So the story goes, so there's a story about a foggy lens, and let me start with a picture, a story of today. So imagine if you're driving early in the morning, the windows are fogged up, you can barely see the road, you're squinting, leaning forward, straining to catch a glimpse of what's ahead. That's what life feels like when we're unclear. The destination hasn't changed, but our vision is clouded. Sometimes we're tempted to just keep driving anyway, guessing the turns, hoping we don't miss anything important. Other times we freeze. We don't move forward at all because we can't see clearly enough. But here's the truth, guys. The road is still there. Your purpose hasn't disappeared. You just need the right tools to clear the lens. You know, I was recently at the DMV because I had to renew my license, and I couldn't really make out altogether because the lens was so dirty. And so the tech offered me a alcohol wipe to wipe the lens, and I could see much better. And so as she said to, quote, take your time, just take your time, I began to breathe. Because I had to put on the wrong mascara that day. And ladies, if you know, waterproof mascara is the way to go, okay? And so I didn't have waterproof mascara on that day. And the glass was getting foggy. And all of a sudden she goes, just go ahead and breathe. So I started to breathe. And when, as I breathed and relaxed and just kind of let everything just go of my thoughts for that moment, so I could get through my renewal, I said to myself, breathe. And I did, and I began to fog up those lenses. And see, this is the thing, that clarity doesn't happen by accident. When your lens is foggy, you just don't wait and hope it clears. You take action. So I used the whatever I had on hand to wipe the little glass clean, and surely enough, it did. So in life, you know, clarity comes when you intentionally pause, reset, and choose new habits. You know, it's said, like, you know, your mind wants to do it, but your body doesn't. It's like when you want to get up early in the morning, or maybe you set a new thing for the new year, which is coming around the corner. You're like, yeah, I want to be the part of that 5 a.m. club. I want to be a part of that 4 a.m. club. So I'm going to wake up early in the morning. And then when the early morning comes, you're hitting the snooze 6 or 7 times. You don't want to wake up. Why is that our motivation in our mind wants to do it, but our body doesn't? So we've got to be able to change our way of doing things in our body. And things are temporary. It's not a want. It's not a I don't feel like it. It's not an emotion. So if we remove the emotion, we start building those habits, start stacking the habits, we're able to make new moves, right? And it's been said, when it hurts more enough, the why is standing out greater than the hurt, you're going to find a way to move through it. So we ought to know that the fog is temporary. The road is solid. So whatever feels overwhelming today isn't permanent. It's a perspective shift away from breakthrough. And you don't need the whole map. You just need a clearer step, a clear next step. So some of us are not willing to take the first step because we're too busy looking at the full staircase. We're too busy worrying about the things of the future when we're really not being present. We're not doing the things we need to do today for tomorrow. So why worry about it? So you only need the next clear step. So in this point, you know, you can't drive safely with a foggy lens forever either. So even though the fog doesn't last forever, you can't go driving around with a foggy lens forever, right? So eventually, guessing your way forward leads to detours, dead ends, or burnout. The sooner you clear your lens, the sooner you can move with confidence, in alignment with your purpose. So if today's message hits home, I want you to know this. Your clarity is closer than you think. You don't have to keep driving through the fog. Let me repeat that. If your message hits home, I want you to know this, that your clarity is closer than you think. You don't have to keep driving through the fog. That's why I created the Reset and Rise membership. It's a faith-based community where we can clear the lens together every month through live coaching, hypnosis audios, and accountability. It's where breakthroughs turn into consistency. And this will be launching in the mid part of October. So you can learn more about me and what I do and how I serve people. And if you want to get in contact with me and you say, you know, well, what do you have available right now, Lori Lay? So right now I do have a checklist that's available. It's a clarity checklist. It's a 10-point checklist that is going to help you get clarity for your next steps. And as small of a tool or resource this is, it drives an impact. It produces your next steps to your transformation. And so I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to your very first episode here at Reset and Rise podcast. If you found today's value, share this episode with a friend who needs clarity. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss what's next. So remember, the fog isn't the end. So reset, rise, focus into your God-given purpose. Until next time, I'm Lori Lay Inspires, cheering you on.